Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to be able to share this special time with you. Well, through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, we have God victoriously birthed the new earth. We've been talking about this for the past few weeks because this is such a major event in our lives. The frequency of light that bathed the planet during the unprecedented celestial alignment on December 21st and 22nd, 2012, moved this planet and all life evolving upon her a quantum leap up the spiral of evolution into the fifth dimension. Now it's our responsibility to bring those patterns of perfection from the new earth into the physical world of form. Those patterns are flowing in through and around us at this time. They're held and flowing through the mental and emotional strata of earth. So today, we're going to talk about a profound opportunity that we're all being given to help bring those patterns of perfection for the new earth into tangible, manifest form in our lives. When we victoriously accomplish this facet of the divine plan, our lives will unfold much more harmoniously and much more in alignment with the visions that we've been holding and energizing for the new earth for so very long. As you listen to this online radio broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as the open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being woven into our chalice. Your light and all of your sacred gifts, including your love and all of the momentum that you've been building through your various earthly sojourns, is being woven into this chalice to be available to benefit humanity and all life on this planet. Now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now, experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. We're going to talk about recalibrating to the new earth. We have God victoriously passed through the shift of the ages, and this precious planet has at long last reclaimed her rightful place in our solar system. This is a position that we have not been able to achieve since our fall from grace, which took place millions of years ago. The miracle in all of this is that not only the earth, but all life evolving upon this planet was able to accomplish the mighty shift of ascending and shifting into the fifth dimensional spiral of evolution. This is a victory that the prophets of old could not begin to comprehend. Every one of them perceived that there would be two Earths and that only a small portion of humanity would be able to withstand the shift into the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new earth. All of the prophecies of old indicated that the vast majority of humanity would have to be left behind and that the old earth would pass away. During the past 25 years since harmonic convergence in August of 1987, Awakening Humanity and the Company of Heaven have joined forces in unprecedented ways. Through heartfelt invocations and powerful activities of light that were orchestrated by light workers around the world, the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth were granted permission to come through the veil to meet us halfway. Together in unison with the company of heaven and the awakened humanity on earth, we co-created miracles that transcended the greatest expectations of heaven. We have successfully ascended through two-dimensional shifts. We moved up the spiral of evolution from the third dimension through the fourth dimension and into the initial frequencies of the fifth dimension. This was a unique experiment that had never been attempted in any system of worlds. Never has a planet that had fallen to the depths of separation and duality the Earth has experienced been given the opportunity to move through two-dimensional shifts in such a short period of time. Because this had never been attempted before, no one knew if we were going to be able to pull this off or not. The belief was that there would probably be some people who would be able to make the choice and move into the light. But the general consensus was that millions of people would be so buried in their own human miscreations and the pain and suffering they had created in their lives that they would not be able to awaken in time to make the decision to move forward in the light, and they would have to be left behind. This belief was based on the incredible slow progress that humanity had made over eons of time. But to the amazement of everyone, we did shift consciousness effectively enough to make this shift, and we succeeded, all of humanity, in moving forward through this miraculous event that we've just experienced. During the past 25 years, awakening humanity, in unison with the company of heaven, created the sacred space that allowed the love of the feminine aspect of God, our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, to return to Earth. This is something we had also not experienced since our fall from grace eons ago. Now, with the love of our Mother God flowing through every person's heart flame once again, a renewed sense of oneness and reverence for life is filtering into the hearts and minds of people everywhere. When this began to occur, millions of people started remembering that we are one and that there is no separation. This inspired people to invoke the light of our Father, Mother God, on behalf of the recalcitrant souls, our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity who had not been able to raise their head above the mud puddle of their own human miscreations enough to even begin to perceive the light or to understand that they were not their fragmented and fear-based human egos, but rather they were wondrous, beloved sons and daughters of God. As compassionate light workers all over the world held the sacred space for the masses of humanity to awaken, our sisters and brothers received a gift of divine intervention. In an unparalleled act of divine grace, our Father, Mother, God granted a merciful cosmic dispensation. That dispensation allowed the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child who was in danger of not making the shift, to intervene in the decision of whether or not he or she was capable and willing to do what was necessary in order to be able to move forward in the light. The I Am presence of each of these fallen sons and daughters of God bypassed their fear-based human ego and made the decision to help them transmute their karmic liabilities. In harmony with cosmic law, this miraculous event paved the way for every person to move forward in the light. With that victorious accomplishment, the two Earths became one, and all was in readiness then for the shift of the ages. I know there's a lot of confusion and even some disappointment that the outer world events of December 21st and 22nd, 2012, were not more dramatic. But that was a blessing. The fact that the shift was not more obvious actually reflected the overwhelming success of the thousands of activities of light people have accomplished during the preceding 25 years. Moving from the third dimension into the fifth dimension is the equivalent of moving through a lightning bolt. In order to prepare us for that shift during the past 25 years, the Company of Heaven and our I Am Presence helped us raise the vibration of our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, the maximum we could withstand in every 24-hour period. The intent of that divine intervention was to prevent us from being vaporized as the earth moved into the fifth dimension. I know that over the past few years, people have experienced all kinds of what they called ascension symptoms. But the fact that we were able to move into the fifth dimension with relatively little stress on our bodies and no cataclysmic earth changes was a miracle. So where do we go from here? On December 21st, 2012, during the moments of Earth alignment with the galactic core of the Milky Way, our Father Mother God in-breathed this planet and all life evolving upon her up the spiral of evolution. During that cosmic moment, this precious planet reclaimed her rightful place in our solar system. Each and every child of God evolving on this planet is now in position to co-create with our God parents the next phase of our journey back to the heart of our Father Mother God. This will be a unique process for every one of us, but the Company of Heaven has assured us that as we co-create the patterns of perfection for the fifth dimensional new earth, we will experience a glorious adventure beyond our wildest imagination. These precious beings of light have set in motion a divine plan that will help all of us accomplish this at a greatly accelerated pace. Once again, we are being called to a higher service on behalf of ourselves and our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. On December 22, 2012, humanity received a baptism from our Mother God, the Holy Spirit, that bathed humanity and the earth in fifth-dimensional crystalline solar sacred fire. This paved the way for the God-victorious birth of the new earth into the fifth-dimensional realms of cause. On that sacred and holy day, literally millions of awakened humanity around the world focused the power of their attention on birthing the new earth. Together we created a force field of divine light that moved the earth and all her life through an unstoppable shift of energy, vibration, and consciousness. Now every particle of life on earth is abiding in frequencies of divine light that will transform this blessed planet into the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love. All we have to do is focus on these patterns, which are now flowing into the mental and emotional strata of Earth, and bring them into physical manifestation through our thoughts, words, actions, feelings, and beliefs. In order to grasp the magnitude of what the birth of the new earth in the fifth dimensional realms of cause means for each of us, we must understand that the fifth dimension is a frequency of light that transcends separation and duality. Within this higher frequency of vibration, the gross mutations of disease, poverty, hunger, war, greed, hatred, or pain and suffering of any kind cannot be sustained. The fifth dimension is a timeless, spaceless frequency of God's infinite light and perfection. It is the frequency that we have always known as the heavenly realms. But now, with the shift of the ages, God victoriously accomplished, the heavenly realms have ascended up the spiral of evolution into the sixth dimensional realms of light. This shift of vibration, the shift of the ages, involved all creation moving up the spiral of evolution to the next octave of the learning experience for every part of life. Within the fifth dimension, which we are now moving into, divine love and a consciousness of oneness and reverence for life are the only reality. The sons and daughters of God abiding in the fifth dimension are destined to co-create experiences that will enhance life with every thought, word, action, feeling, and belief we express. We will co-create win-win situations for everybody as we perpetually focus on love, light, and the highest good for all concerned. I know that this may sound too good to be true, but actually, the Company of Heaven has said the greatest vision we could possibly imagine does not even begin to describe the wonders and joyous things we will be co-creating once we accept that the new earth has been birthed, and then we daily and hourly live out of that profound truth, reflecting oneness and the love and reverence for all life. This is our new beginning. It is the beginning of the renaissance of divine love. Humanity is destined to co-create these patterns of perfection in the physical world of form as we live, move, and breathe out of this new reality. We have entered the age of Aquarius, and the seventh angel is beginning to sound. During the next 2,000 years, the seventh solar aspect of deity, which pulsates with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection, will be the predominant influence on Earth. This violet flame consists of the sapphire blue flame of our Father God's divine will, power, and authority, and the crystalline pink flame of divine love, reflecting our Mother God's love, adoration, and reverence for all life. The violet flame of God's infinite perfection is going to be the predominant influence on Earth for the next 2,000-year cycle while we are in the embrace of the age of Aquarius. With the birth of the new Earth, we have now moved into a higher order of being. Love is the order of the new day on planet Earth. This is not just a lofty platitude or wishful thinking. This is the reality of the new Earth that we are now living upon. A supreme consciousness of love is filtering into the heart and mind of every person on the planet, and the masses of humanity will soon be lifted up in energy, vibration, and consciousness enough to get their heads above the mud puddle of the illusion of human miscreation, so that they will begin to see with new eyes and hear with new ears. Their I Am presence will then be able to take dominion of their thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, and they will transform their lives into the immaculate concept of the full divine potential as sons and daughters of God. Daily and hourly, keep this inner knowing in your heart and mind. Pay attention to the loving experiences that are manifesting all around you. Once you start focusing on what is going right and the expressions of love humanity is creating for each other, you will be amazed at the things that are happening within humanity that reflect a new consciousness of love, oneness, and reverence for all life. So pay attention and focus only on what you want to co-create on Earth through love and reverence for all life. Don't empower the patterns of imperfection by worrying and dwelling on them. Worry is a way of praying for what you don't want. Instead, flood all of the maladies that are surfacing on this planet to be healed with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection and transmute them back into light. Then put the power of your attention on what you want to manifest in your life through love and reverence for all life. Now, just for a moment, take a deep breath and enter the divinity of your heart. Feel the elation pouring forth from our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven in response to the unprecedented victory in the light the I Am presences of all humanity have co-created. Never in the history of time has the collective energy, vibration, and consciousness of humanity taken such a quantum leap into the frequencies of light, and we succeeded God victoriously. Throughout the years 2013, 2014, and 2015, the Company of Heaven is going to be guiding us through amazing opportunities that will accelerate the process of our tangible manifestation of the new earth. All we have to do is ask for this divine intervention and then listen to the inner guidance within the divinity of our hearts. Those patterns of perfection for the new earth exist right here and right now. They are flowing in, through, and around us. These are wondrous times. So stay focused. Pay attention. This is the beginning of our glorious new reality. I'd like to share with you now what the beings of light have revealed to us as the next facet of the divine plan. Our Father, Mother, God, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are sending forth a clarion call to all embodied light workers on this planet. And this includes you. We are being asked to participate in an activity of light. This will be a global activity of light that will have many different facets to us. Light workers are being asked to gather within the portal of the most powerful frequencies of our Mother God's transfiguring divine love on Earth. This portal is in the foothills in Tucson, Arizona. And together we will form a mighty transformer through which the light of God will flow to accelerate the process of tangibly manifesting the patterns of perfection for the new Earth in the physical world of form. We have God victoriously birthed the new earth in the fifth dimensional realms of cause. The patterns of perfection for the new earth are now pulsating in, through, and around us. But in order for these glorious patterns to manifest physically, the universal law is that they must be drawn through the divinity that is pulsating within the heart flames of people abiding on earth. We can do this individually, little by little, day by day. But if we will come together within the most powerful portal of divine love on earth and collectively anchor the patterns for the new earth through our unified heart flames, the Company of Heaven said we will co-create a quantum shift that will exponentially move this process forward by leaps and bounds. It is critical for light workers around the world to be physically present for this facet of the unfolding divine plan. And together we will form the transformer that will magnetize the patterns of perfection for our newly birthed earth through our heart planes into the physical world of form. Then they will be available for every man, woman, and child evolving on the planet in far greater abundance than if they're coming in little by little. All of the light workers who have been prepared to serve in this wondrous way on behalf of humanity and all life on this sweet earth will know who they are through the inner promptings of their heart. So meditate on this. Listen to your heart. You will entrust that inner guidance. You will know if this is part of your plan to be physically present, knowing that your light is needed now. Then in addition to those who are inspired to be physically present, there will be light workers who will join in consciousness from points of light around the world. Some of them will travel to sacred sites. Some of them will have gatherings in their own area. Some of them will be sending light from just the sanctuary of their own home. These light workers will project the light flowing through their heart flames into the portal of light where the light workers are physically gathered in Tucson, Arizona. And thus our unified efforts on a global scale will expand 1,000 times, 1,000-fold. Every light worker will be in his and her or her right and perfect place if we will take the time to listen to the inner guidance of our heart. No facet of the divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we respond to whatever our I Am presence is guiding us to do. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present, then we have been prepared to fulfill this facet of the divine plan and everything we need to be God victorious with our facet of the mission is already pulsating within us. If we are supposed to be physically present within the portal of transfiguring divine love, then our I Am presence in the company of heaven will also assist us in paving the way. This is true whether we will need assistance with time, with energy or money to accomplish this facet of our divine mission. Ask and you shall receive. Open your heart and the door will be open to assist you in this activity of light. The vehicle that will be used for this gathering of light is the 27th Annual World Congress on Illumination. This event will take place August 10th through the 15th in 2013. We will gather at the beautiful Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort in Tucson, Arizona. This resort exists within the heart of the portal of transfiguring divine love. All of the information that you would need to participate in this wondrous opportunity is available on our website. All you have to do is go to eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org, eraofpeace.org. God bless you for your willingness to be the open door that will secure the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the physical plane, whatever your heart guidance is. This is our new beginning, and it is the beginning of the renaissance of divine love humanity is destined to co-create in the physical world of form, as we live, move, breathe, and act out of this new reality. Let's do this together. Let's join our hearts and create an added impetus for manifesting the new earth in the world of form. The 27th Annual World Congress on Illumination will be held August 10th through the 15th, 2013. The World Congress begins with the opening ceremonies on Saturday evening, August 10th. That activity of light is always free and open to the public, so that if people are not able to physically attend the World Congress, they will at least be able to come to the opening ceremonies and physically weave their magnificent light into this activity of light through our chalice. The activities of light for the World Congress conclude through the closing ceremonies that will be held on Thursday, August 15th. This sacred conclave is always a celestial experience for everyone involved. Each day, as we successfully fulfill one phase of the divine plan, the company of heaven reveals to us what we accomplished and what the next phase of the divine plan will be. As we sojourn through these various activities of light, under the guidance of our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven, our divine mission is victoriously accomplished step by step. As I mentioned, this event will take place at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort. This beautiful five-star resort is nestled in the unique beauty and the nurturing, healing environment of the southwestern desert in Tucson, Arizona. The resort is surrounded by lush desert vegetation and towering 200 to 300-year-old saguaro cacti. These expressions of the elemental kingdom are just exquisite, and they stand as mighty sentinels while anchoring the light of God into the earth. When you enter this portal of light, you will experience the awesome radiance of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation, which cradles the flame of transfiguring divine love. As this sacred fire bathes your being, you will be blessed with the familiar feeling of coming home. The World Congress on Illumination is truly a life-transforming event that will provide you with an opportunity to meet old friends from around the world with whom you've been serving for eons of time. Fellow lightworkers will join hearts with you and support you in your monumental service to the light. The divine plan we are being called to fulfill will be accomplished through myriad activities of light. We will be joined at inner levels by the solar logos from suns beyond suns, by the entire company of heaven, and the I Am presence of all humanity. The divine intelligence that directs the elemental kingdom, the mighty Elohim, and the legions of angels throughout infinity. The entire universe supports us in this wondrous endeavor. The beings of light have been given permission to assist us in miraculous ways during this event, but the light workers on earth are the predominant force bringing this divine plan into physical manifestation, because it is only through the divinity of the heart flames of people embodied on earth that the company of heaven can project this light into the physical plane. Our responsibility is enormous in this endeavor, but as we join hearts together, we have the absolute ability to succeed God victoriously. Just for a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart and experience the overwhelming gratitude and love that is pouring forth from the legions of light in the heavenly realms. Feel the deep appreciation they are sending to you for your willingness to serve humanity during this critical moment in the evolution of this sweet earth, in whatever form your I Am presence guides you to participate. We are truly blessed beyond measure to be able to assist all life in this wondrous way. Ventana Canyon Resort, as I mentioned, is a wonderful five-star hotel. This wonderful resort is giving us a great package deal, and the rates include a beautiful room with two double beds, two delightful meals a day. One meal will be a substantial meal is either lunch or dinner, depending on our planned activities. The package rate that's included on our website includes all taxes and gratuity. And as a special gift, the hotel is allowing us to have up to 4 people in the room, which makes it more cost-effective for us. Our room and the registration fee and the hotel accommodations include your room for 5 nights, 2 delightful meals a day, all of the taxes and gratuity, and your registration fee for the World Congress on Illumination. Your World Congress registration fee includes all of the activities at the World Congress, all of the speakers, the presentations, meditations, music concerts, dance presentations, social events, and all other group activities. We're offering a special discount of $150 for those who register by April 1st, just to make it more available to you. A discount of $100 if you register by May 1st, and then $50 if you register by June 1st. All registration then. After June 1st, it'll be full price, and all registration needs to be paid by July 10th to ensure your space. After July 10th, reservations will certainly still be accepted, but it'll be on a space available situation. Okay? So now, know, for all of us, we need to know and let it resonate in our heart that with the birth of the new earth, we have now moved into a higher order of being. So even though many things appear to be the same in the outer world, remember, the physical plane is the very last dimension to reflect the changes that have taken place in the realms of cause. And the more intensely we bring forth these patterns, the faster they will manifest in the physical plane. We are beginning to experience the initial impulse of a renaissance of divine love that will literally transform our lives. Love is the order of the new day on planet Earth. This is not just a lofty platitude or wishful thinking. This is the reality that is blazing through the new earth that we are now living upon. A supreme consciousness of love is filtering into the heart and mind of every person on this planet, day by day, through their I Am presence. This is true whether or not the person is aware just yet of the profound shift taking place within them. Anytime anybody is in a state of harmony or balance, his or her I Am presence is flooding them with this bathing energy of divine love flowing into the planet. If they are out of balance or anger, having a temper tantrum, the I Am presence withdraws that energy. But everybody throughout the day, even if it's for brief moments, has a time of calm and a time of harmony, especially while we're sleeping in our finer bodies at night. And the I Am presence of each person has been given permission to bathe these souls. And the permission was given through the inner realms and the higher consciousness of that person. This is true whether or not the person is aware just yet of the profound shift taking place within them. So as we move through this miraculous time, keep this knowing in your heart and mind and pay attention to the loving experiences manifesting all around you. Those are the things we need to be empowering with our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, not the reports of the illusion of chaos that we experience through the media and when we watch the news. These patterns are just the old archetypes being pushed to the surface, reflecting separation and duality that are coming up to be healed and transmuted. When you focus on the love that's taking place and the wondrous things that are happening, you're going to be amazed at all of the things that are happening with you in humanity that reflect a new consciousness of love, oneness, and reverence for all life. through the unified efforts of millions of light workers who participated in hundreds of activities of light, the rare celestial alignment that opened heavenly portals, allowing monumental influxes of light to flow into this planet, has occurred. Now, day by day, things are going to be getting better on the planet. Just think for a moment of this magnificent truth and join with me now as we empower some of these patterns into the physical plane. As we are joining together through our hearts in this radio program and through inner levels with the company of heaven, let's become together today that open transformer through which the light of God will flow, and we will begin this process greatly accelerating the influx of light from the I Am presence of every person and the patterns of perfection for the new earth flowing through the mental and emotional strata. Please join with me now for these invocations, and I'm going to state them in the first person, so each of us will experience them individually, but know that we are also invoking this light through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child, serving as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. And what we are invoking for ourselves, we invoke for all life evolving on the planet. And as we are lifted up, all life is being lifted up with us. I am that I am. I am going within to the divinity of my heart. There I kneel before the altar of love and offer my all in service as I surrender my lower human consciousness to the perfection of my true God reality. I am my I Am presence, and my I Am presence takes full dominion of my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body. I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity, and I am one with the entire company of heaven. I know and understand now that my I Am presence is an intelligent being of light with a pure and perfect consciousness. It is my silent watcher and the only begotten son or daughter of God. It is the divine me. Where my attention is, there I am. Whatever I focus my thoughts and feelings on, I manifest in my life experiences. Therefore, with the birth of the new earth, I choose to perpetually hold my attention on my I Am presence and the kingdom of heaven, which is within me, bringing forth the patterns of perfection for the new earth through my heart flame to bless all life. Within this sacred space, God's will is the only will acting within me, and God's perfect results are assured. I am one with all life. The separation is no more. My I Am presence is now the divine director of all of my material physical experiences. I give my I Am presence freedom of action in every facet of my life. I am out picturing my I Am presence through my solar light bodies as I advance on the path of life and oneness. My I Am presence is manifesting tangibly within me. The environment I am co-creating is reflecting the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am that I am. I am the divine image of God. I am the divine image of God manifesting perfection in my being and world. And for all of the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God life and light, God truth and God freedom to all I contact, every day, in every way. Now, through my I Am presence, I invoke the Holy Spirit, the essence of my Mother God and her full momentum of divine love, who is now perfectly balanced with my Father God and His divine will. I invoke the Holy Spirit now to purify, illumine, and transfigure my four earthly bodies, physical, etheric, mental, and emotional, so that they will now be fitting vehicles serving their purpose on this planet, through which I am a focus of light for my Father, Mother, God. My light is daily and hourly increasing. I am my I Am presence working through the flesh now in this embodiment, further serving the supreme source, the animated principle of all life, my omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. This animating principle of life, I Am, is now radiating throughout infinity. I am the fire breath of the Almighty, and I now consciously enter the flaming presence of the Holy Spirit, whose sacred essence of the Holy Breath flows through me in a constant, rhythmic pulsation with every breath I take. From this focus within the Holy Breath of the Holy Spirit, I invoke a ray of light into the feeling world of every person on this planet. This ray of light infuses the feeling nature of every human being on Earth with the power and grace of the Holy Spirit. Now, through the full authority of the presence of God, I Am, blazing in every person's heart, I make this call to the celestial giver of all life. Beloved Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, may the electronic substance of the universe, every particle and wave of life throughout all creation, which is the life force of humanity, be invulnerably charged with perfection's flame in action. As this divine light, humanity's very life force, passes through our earthly bodies, which are the open doors to its expression in the physical world, let this electronic light remain within invincible armor of God's transfiguring divine love, emitting perfection, but allowing none of the discord of our lower vehicles to change the vibratory action, the color, or sound of this precious gift of life from our Father, Mother, God. I accept this accomplished with full power through God's most holy name, I Am. Now, through my I Am presence, I know I am open and receptive to the divine directives of God, and I experience a new level of inner knowing as I lift up in consciousness. I understand my mission with a new level of clarity. There is an awakening taking place within my heart flame, and I am recognizing my responsibility for the conditions existing in my life and on earth. I remember deep within that through the universal law of attraction, I am a co-creator of the physical plane. My thoughts, words, actions, and feelings are projected onto the atomic substance of physical matter, and they manifest in form. As my gift of life flows through me, it picks up the vibration of my consciousness and then expresses those vibrations in visible form, experiences, and circumstances. In other words, what I think about, what I put my feelings and energy into, I bring into form. Knowing this now, I consecrate my life force to bringing forth the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings associated with the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am my I Am presence. My consciousness is rising. My transfiguration is occurring subtly and deeply at an atomic cellular level. The seeds of awareness are growing within me. I am blazing like a sun, radiating forth rays of infinite light. My heart flame is now expanding, the flame of transfiguring divine love. This is a magnificent rose-colored flame with an aquamarine aura of clarity. Pulsating within the heart of this flame is a resplendent, opalescent sun of transfiguration. The flame of transfiguring divine love in my heart is now expanding and connecting with the same flame blazing in the heart of every man, woman, and child on earth. This activity of light is creating a powerful force field around the planet, an actual network of light, a planetary grid system of transfiguring divine love. This is the bridge to freedom, over which the recalcitrant souls who are resisting their own awakening and their ascension into the fifth dimension will now safely travel into the realms of light. With my heart united with the heart flames of every person on the planet, and my light pulsating throughout the planetary grid system of transfiguring divine love, I realize I am now being presented with unparalleled opportunities to be an instrument of God through the divine potential of my I Am presence. I will pay attention, and daily and hourly, according to my heart direction, I will accept these opportunities with deep humility and gratitude, leading me through my divine plan, step by step, exactly as my I Am presence guides me to fulfill this facet of my plan. I will always be in my right and perfect place on this planet. I will always be guided to the right and perfect response for whatever I am being called to do. I am one with all life. I am divine love. I am infinite abundance. I am the harmony of my true being. I am vibrantly healthy and eternally youthful. I am a peace commanding presence. I am an instrument of God. I am that I am. Now, feeling this divine guidance and inner truth awakened within me, I gently return my attention to the room, becoming aware of my physical body, gently moving my fingers and toes, feeling infused with the guidance and divinity of my I Am presence, open, receptive, listening, knowing that I have volunteered to be the open door for this light. and my time is at hand. Precious hearts, please draw your attention back to the room, becoming aware of your physical body, gently moving your fingers and toes. This is a monumental moment on this planet, and each and every one of us are going to be given myriad opportunities to add to the light of the world. So pay attention, listen to your heart, and respond according to your inner heart guidance. Please join with me again next week as we continue the process of adding to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.